Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, guys? It's time to laugh. Just kidding. It's time to giggle.
Yeah, I didn't hate that intro.
Welcome back to Giggly Squad. It has been a month.
No.
Yeah, it's been a month. Like, also, like, what is it? Is it cold? Is it hot? Is it summer? Is it winter? What's happening? I guess that's what they call spring.
Okay, also, something's going on in my apartment where, like, the heat is on. And I can't turn it off, and I can't figure it out. So I've just been like, my windows are open, and it's so loud, and it's just like,
oh no,
first world.
You're
problems.
Like, sometimes I miss my little studio.
Sometimes I do. If you don't subscribe to our Patreon, you're really missing out, because let me tell you something. This is my makeup from last night. Is it not stunningly still on? Look at that winged eyeliner.
I'm obsessed.
She's still there.
You actually have the most beautiful glow of hungoverness that I've ever seen.
I woke up this morning and I was on Instagram and I accidentally like swiped over and it was like my face. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, she's stunning. What happened? And I just didn't. It's horrible to sleep in your makeup, but sometimes you just like, oh, you have to.
If the makeup's good, sleep in it so you don't have to do it the next day and you actually save time. And with that time, you could do so much. Join a pyramid scheme, start a business.
Do it. I have brunch after this, and let me tell you something. I might not wash it. I might just add to it.
Just do a little touch up and you're good.
Yeah, get the grease out. No one will know.
I had a full-on fight with an Instagram filter.
You did?
Yesterday. Full-on fight.
Who won?
Lisa Rinna sent me her new lip kit, Rinna Beauty.
Ooh.
And it's really chic and black, and it gives you like a lipstick, a lip gloss, and a liner. So it's kind of like one up in Kylie's lip kit.
We love a trio.
We love a trio. I loved it, but then I wanted to post it, but I was kind of looking like crap. And I was like, let me see what filters are on. There's a filter called Sasha_Soul_Art. Where, like, I looked so cute that I was, like, angry. So
yeah,
then I posted it, and then pissed. I was like, this is what I really look like, bitches! And, because it takes away your freckles, it takes away, like, everything. And I just wanted people to be like, look, that girl you're jealous of, she hates herself, too.
Yeah.
I kind of like, you don't do filters for Front Page News, do you?
No, just OG Paris filter.
Are you tempted ever? Like, do you ever look and be like, I should do a filter?
No, because I always look like crazier. This is such a good. Can I talk? Oh my God. I literally just had a brain aneurysm. No, I think I just had a stroke.
You're just hungover.
I think I just had a stroke. Guys, it's not funny. Oh my God. That was so scary. I literally, my brain was like, talk, and my body was like, no.
Your brain moves too fast for your mouth, and then you're just like,
yeah, I was just like, what? Okay, one of my girlfriends always will use this one filter and, like, send pictures on Instagram, whatever. And the one night we were out to dinner, and she was like, let's take a picture. And we did it, and she put the filter on, and I was like, I look insane.
You look like an alien. You know, like your eyes are naturally big and it like makes your eyes bigger.
And I looked at her and I go, you know who else looks insane? You are. And she was like, what? That's so mean. And I was like, you're so pretty though.
Yeah.
This filter actually makes you look uglier. Like you're prettier in real life. Like,
well, you just look like a generic filtered girl with it. And also, guys, you're training your brain to think that's good. Where like, you ever not wear makeup for a while and then you start actually loving that natural look? Yeah. So guys, just stop with the fucking filters. I'm over it. Paris is okay though.
Paris
Giggly
is
Squad
okay.
approves Paris.
I've also been drinking chlorophyll water.
Is that black?
Yeah. Well, it's like dark green.
Does it like get in your teeth? It's a dark teal.
If you drink too much, people say it will stain your teeth, but I was like looking it up and a lot of people will take like a shot of it and then like rinse out your mouth. Or I've been like drinking it with a straw. It's supposed to have like a, it's supposed to like reset your insides. So one girl, I was reading an article and a girl was like, I haven't gotten my period in so long. And I started drinking it and my period went back to being like normal, which is interesting. It's supposed to be really good for your skin.
When you say it like resets your insides, it like takes out your intestines, unwinds them, cleans them out, puts them back in.
Yeah.
I love that. I remember there was a phase. Chlorophyll was like a phase for a second, but maybe it's in right now. I don't really jump on the fads like you do, so just keep us posted so I don't have to try it.
I'll keep you posted for sure. Before we do advice, let me tell like a quick like little dating story that I find very funny.
I'm obsessed. Let's go.
Okay, so a bunch of my friends flew in to New York this weekend from like LA and from Miami. So like we've been doing like a dinner every single night, whatever. So Thursday night, we go to dinner for one of my girlfriend's birthdays. And I proceed, as a good friend should, to get absolutely blacked out at this dinner. And I'm drinking and I'm having fun and I'm texting this guy that I like kind of like. And I don't know. I think we're having a good conversation. Like I can remember seeing his name pop up on my phone and like me smiling. And that's really all I remember of what was said.
Cute.
Yeah, it's just cute. After I'm like done drinking and like I'm back home, I get the most anxiety that like everyone hates me.
I get it.
So I deleted my text thread with him because I was like, I can't even look at it. Like I can't look at it. I text my group chat and I'm like, hey, did I do anything bad? Does everyone hate me? And everyone was like, what are you talking about? Like, no, you're fine. So then the next morning, I was like, oh my God, what did I say to this guy? Like, should I text him and like see if everything's all good? Like, whatever. So I text him and I'm just like, hey, I was so fucked up last night. And he goes, wow, are you saying that because of everything you said last night? And I start internally freaking out. And I'm like, my thumbs, I'm like, I can't even type right now because I don't know what I'm gonna say back. And then he sends another text message and says, all good, because I feel the exact same way. And like, it was so much fun. And it was the biggest sigh of relief.
But don't you want to know what you said that he's agreeing? Why not?
No.
Why not? I want receipts, bitch. I want receipts.
No, I don't want to know. No, I told my girlfriend Alexa and she goes, what, is it not on your laptop? How can we not find it? I go, no, I deleted it because I got so nervous. So I think that he likes me back, but I don't know what we said. I have no idea.
This is like those people who don't save people's numbers, but I'm like, no, you have to save it so you know when to not answer them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just love for you that you're having wholesome late night text messages that are making people smile. And in the morning, they don't all hate you. Because I wake up a lot of mornings and, you know.
Hate yourself?
Am I okay? Okay. Let's do some advice. And then we're going to get into front page news. And it's getting wild up in here. Someone said that their ex-boyfriend keeps coming into the restaurant that they serve at. No. What do they do?
Is she like, oh God, does she have to be his server?
I feel like this is a communication time to be like, hey, unless this is the only restaurant in town, like it's kind of weird.
Unless every other restaurant is on fire.
Yeah.
Like, why are you coming? I think this is like, you tell your manager like, hey, this guy is like so annoying. When he comes in, like, can someone else please do his table and like act like he does not exist, like while you're there. And then I would send a text being like, dude, figure it out. Like, stop. This is my place of work and like you're embarrassing me.
Yeah, I'd ignore him completely the first time. Or even like a smile, hi, no drama. And then if he comes in again, it's kind of like, hey.
That's also like a little bit stalkerish.
It is.
Here's the thing that really annoys me is like girls can do anything because we're fucking smart and we're just good at stalking. Like, but we get called crazy. Guys do shit like this and like.
Yeah. It's like romantic or like they're just confused. They don't get it.
Yeah.
Look, I thought this through. Spit in the bread. Spit in the olive oil. Spit in the balsamic. Mix it up for him and say, thanks for coming.
Thank you. I'd love to know how much he's tipping.
Ooh, any tips for when arguing a point with a stubborn boyfriend? How can you make them hear your point of view? As someone who is a stubborn person.
I thought you were going to say, boyfriend. As someone who is in a relationship. I was going to be like, this fucking bitch.
No, because you have good advice for this, too. Because I think we're both pretty stubborn.
Yeah.
You have to make it so the argument is not your team versus his team. You have to remind yourselves that, like, you're on the same team. Mm. And you both get positivity out of getting out of this like discussion together. So it's never like I'm right, you're wrong. I mean, I've never said sorry more than I have in this relationship because I actually love him.
Wow.
When you love someone, it's Paige, nothing is worth it. Like a little thing happens and you're just like, I am so sorry. And he's like, yeah, me too. Literally, I've never apologized more in my life. Other guys would like get pissed off about something. I'm like, then go. Then block me and leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. My advice was going to be like, just break up with him. Just leave him. Yeah. Perry was very stubborn. Like he was very stubborn and I was too. And that's why we're not together. Ugh, one of my friends just texted me that like, I know I'm going to be late for brunch and he's already stressing me out about it. And sorry, that made me lose my train of thought because it really stressed me out.
Wait, but like if you're late for brunch, what happens? You lose your spot?
He literally said, don't be caught at a loser table if you're late for brunch.
Say, save me a fucking seat, bro. Put a French toast in it.
But I've been late to every single event that we've had, every single dinner we've had this weekend. I've been 20 minutes late to it. I've been having outfit problems. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I've never been on time for anything, so I'm not judging.
I might just skip the brunch.
Be like, then I'm not going at all. No, like that kind of pressure. I hate that shit.
I hate it.
There's bad energy around the event now.
Yeah, now I'm so nervous about it. And there's no way I'm going to be on time because I'm not even close to being ready. I have my makeup on from last night.
Actually, you are close to being ready because you have your makeup on from last night. But people don't understand. You have to show up with like a fucking look. And that takes time and effort.
Yeah.
Well, Paige, I know what you were saying. Mm. And I'm just going to explain what you were gonna say because you were basically like, I don't get into fights with relationships, and I never did either because I always wanted to be just like the cool easygoing girlfriend because that's what society wants you to be, because everyone's just like, don't be the crazy one, don't be, you know, when you want someone so bad and you're not really connecting, you think you could like trick it and like act a type of way to make it happen. But Des was the first. I mean, I called him every night sobbing.
Yeah,
like most people would not have done that when they're trying to get a boyfriend. But the thing is, I wasn't trying to get a boyfriend.
You were just being yourself. I had a conversation with one of my girlfriends about this. Like, I'm so sick of being, like, the cool girl. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, no, it's totally fine. Like, you go, like, out with your friends and, like, you do that. And, like, yeah, you don't want to date. You just want to, like, hook up. Yeah, for sure. Like, just, like, do your thing. I'm a cool girl. Like, I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
I, like, try and act like a boy. I'm like, I don't. Yeah, do whatever you want. And I'm done with it. I'm so sick of it.
Well, that's what, like, last summer, not this last summer, the previous summer with Luke was, like, I literally was just, like, I want to fuck this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it made things so confusing when, like, then the way our relationship was playing out was not based on fucking. And it was all based on emotions. And then everything gets confusing. So it's, like, boundaries are super important because if you don't have them, people will take advantage of it.
Oh my God, I've been like strung along by like the same guy for a fucking year now, I feel like. Because I was like, yep, cool, for sure. And now I'm just like, ugh, I hate myself.
And then it's hard to have boundaries. Then you get animosity towards them. And then you're mad that they didn't read your mind. And then they're like, well, you didn't say anything. And you're like, ugh. Okay, I have a really fun question.
Okay.
How to Flirt with the Shy Boy, which in my past life, I loved a shy man.
Really?
Oh my God. When there's the one guy at the party who's just like super confident and doesn't need to be like the center of attention and he's just like hot and like might not know how hot he is. Oh my God.
Wait, are we talking like the okay, hold on. Wait, I need to know the difference. Are we talking like the shy man who isn't not shy, but like doesn't talk a lot, but is like super hot and like the really cool one of the group, but just like chills in the back, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Or are we talking like the shy man who's like also nerdy? Like,
I think both. I think it's both. My thing is, shy guys does not mean they don't have a personality. Shy guys means they're listening, which I don't know what that feels like to not blurt out every inappropriate thought that comes in your brain, but that makes me intrigued by them. So you have to approach them, which is totally cool. And then, like, I find the shy guys you get like the funniest banter with, because once you can break them, you feel it's like a cat. When a cat finally sits on your lap, you're like, you don't do this for everyone, but you're doing it for me. So like, you have to just work on them and like, they have to trust you before they show themselves, where other people are like me, like me, like me, like me.
Yeah, I definitely go for the like me, like me, like me guys. Like, I go for the loud. I think I go for the loudest guy in the room.
You go for the loudest party guy. Yeah. But sometimes those guys are overcompensating for like deep insecurities.
You think?
As someone who is the loud one in the room. Oh, explain what it means when a guy says you intimidate them. It means he thinks he's not good enough for you.
Yeah, he knows that, like, you're way cooler. Yeah, that's his own thing. That's some small dick energy. But sometimes it's flattering. But then, okay, no. Ooh. But then it gets to a point where if he says that to you, like, enough, I personally start to get turned off. Not because, like, I'm intimidating. I love that. Like, I love being, like, a strong bitch that, like, guys are, like, nervous around. But it starts to turn me off because I'm like, oh, now maybe this is just because like I get turned off by sensitive feelings, which is not great. But it starts to turn me off because I had this one guy being like, do you even like me? Do you even want to hang out with me? Like, okay, I guess we're never going to talk again. And I was like, oh.
Well, he's acting insecure.
Insecure. You're acting so insecure. Yeah. And it was such a realization for me because I'm like, wow, how many guys have I talked to before that I've been like, hey, like, okay, like, do you still want to? Like, we totally don't have to if you don't want to. Or like, just like shit like that. And I'm like, oh, what a turn off. And I feel like it's the same for girls and guys.
I totally agree. Also with the intimidate me comment, it's like if a guy says you intimidate him, it's actually planting a seed in your head to tell you to shine less bright. And that means you have to burn his house down.
Oh, see, like I like if I was talking to a guy and he was like, you're so intimidating, I would like that initial thing.
Okay, that's a flirt moment.
Yeah, that's a flirt moment.
But if someone legit is like, you're just like really intimidating, I'm like, grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up. Take off your backpack, you fucking kid. fucking throw you into a locker.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
I have another question that adds on to that. Okay. 3-year relationship. I'm 28. He's 30. He still won't meet my family or friends.
What? He's married.
This is the biggest red flag I've ever. Holy fuck. And I'm very bad at seeing red flags.
3 years? What, do you guys live in a cave? How the fuck has he not met one friend?
Yeah.
How have you not even run into someone at the grocery store?
What's going on?
So yeah, get out of that. Get out of that. Get out of that.
No, he's married. He's married or he's a fugitive.
Yes. Yes. Or he's in witness protection.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. He has a full family.
Yeah. Full. Like not just one kid. At least three.
No, he's got at least three. Yeah.
Okay. Final toxic question for you.
Okay.
How to build a roster of guys? I'm fucking clueless. Paige, take it away.
Okay. This is Roster 101.
This is a master class.
This is a master class. Okay, look. You can't just build a roster.
You don't just build Mount Rushmore in a day.
Rome was not built in a day. Your roster is something that you take care of. Yes. You water it. Yeah. You plant seeds. Okay? You have to really dive into it. Okay. Here's the thing with like a roster. Sometimes you're really hot and you get and everyone wants your pheromones. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're dead.
Sometimes they're in a slump. And sometimes you look at the roster and you're like, damn, they're all injured.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I had a healthy roster, a really healthy roster.
Yeah.
And I would say I had like a rotating 3 to 4 at any given moment that like I could hit someone up. But this is crazy.
You burned some bridges.
I burnt like a few bridges, but all of them, every single one of them, there was not one of them that I wanted to be their girlfriend. And that's very important.
Yes.
So it's, you can have a roster of however many you want and it's super easy because you don't want to date any of them. I told all of them that. I said, look, I don't want to, I'll never be your girlfriend, but like we can kick it and it's fun. I have to get a restraining order on some. Like I feel like some of them, if you say that to a guy, he's going to be so obsessed with you and it's so backwards, but it's just so true. And I recently cleared my roster because I was just like, oh, I'm like bored.
You nailed something. Your roster is not for guys you want to date.
No.
Like my thing is, I personally, it's hard for me to be charming and funny with more than 2 people a day. So like I can't handle a big roster. Unless I have no one, and then you're just going into your old mix. Like, I know in college I had a good roster because it takes time to accumulate. And then I moved from Wisconsin to New York, and I was like, fuck, I have no roster. So it takes time. But the people in your roster are not people you really love and care about.
And there's sometimes that I'm like, wait, am I hanging out with, like, this guy too much, and I don't even want to date him, and I'm going to miss, like, my real guy? And that gets in my head because I'm like, oh, am I not going out with my girlfriends where I could potentially meet someone because I'm hanging out with, like, this guy? Mm-hmm. And I know I don't even really like this guy. So rosters are tricky. But I do know – what I do know is that if I were to meet someone who I really liked and, like, wanted to be their girlfriend, I would get rid of my roster. Like, he wouldn't just be added on. He'd be, like, priority. He'd be number one.
I think you also said something important, which is – keep your roster fresh. If the guy's already, like, you're really sure you're not going to date him, I would get him off the roster. The roster needs to be new guys that you're, like, you don't know how you feel, but you're figuring it out. Because then if you're just spending time to get male attention, you could potentially be with your girls, having real relationships with them, and potentially meeting someone new.
And don't underestimate the third and fourth guy on your roster. Sometimes they come up to 1 and 2. You know, you don't give them enough attention as they deserve, and 1 and 2 will, like, start to annoy you.
Step up their game.
And then they step up their game, and then they've mixed up the whole team.
I love that for 3 and 4. And also, what is the rules in letting guys know about your roster?
This is a great question.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to – this is, like, a very real moment. I have always been the girl, deny till I die. Deny it till I fucking die, unless you have a picture.
Because guys know you're lying.
For sure. But, like, unless you have a picture of me, wasn't me. I don't know who she was. People are like, we saw you. You were out to dinner with them. I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about.
This is incredible advice, because if you try to make a dude jealous and be like, oh, Steve's texting me, he's going to fucking hate it.
Immediately turned off.
And be so turned off. Yeah. But if he thinks that you're getting, they can smell other men on you.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Not literally, not, like, you shower, but, like, they can smell other dudes who want you. Like, literally get a text and be like, who's that? And be like, oh, it's so annoying. Nothing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, someone's being so annoying.
It's it's just like, one of my friends so annoying. And then flip your phone over.
Yep.
Be toxic. I don't care.
So, but this is the initial beginnings of relationships. This is not to have a long-term healthy thing with someone.
No.
But once you find out you like them, then you're like, then you fucking look him in the eye and you're like, I'm so into you. And he's like, I'm so into you. And then you start text him the rings. We talked about that. Next thing you know, give it 8 months. You're engaged.
And you're engaged. But this is the first time in my life that I, like, haven't played that game.
Yeah.
And I realized it's because, like, I didn't care about anyone I was talking to.
Yeah.
And I was very honest with everyone. Like, I was like, look, I don't think I'll ever be your girlfriend, but, like, let's chill. Let's hang out. We have fun together. Like, and let's do it. And every guy was like, what? Like, what are you saying?
They're experiencing what girls experience when guys immediately before they even know you're like, I'm not interested.
And like, usually I'm the type of person that's like dating and I like fall in love immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I love them and I have to be obsessed with you for 4 months now until I get over it.
Yeah. But this is the thing with you. You fall in love with them and then you learn about them. Mm-hmm. And then you get bored. But the guys who never let you learn about them and stay away, that's when you continue the cycle of obsession.
Yes, because you're fantasizing in your head what your relationship would be like. But that's not what it would have been like. You're literally making it up in your head.
And that is why situationships hurt so much more than real relationships. Because real relationships, you've already been broken up for a year before the actual breakup. You've seen everything about them. You know their worst sides. But the guy who never fully lets you have him, you can fantasize and use rose-colored glasses to be like what it will be. When realistically, he probably sucks as a boyfriend and has intimacy issues.
Dude, it's actually so crazy. I had like one situationship and I'm not kidding. It took me fucking 5 months to get over it. Maybe longer. I dated Perry for maybe years. I dated Perry for a year and a half. And I was like, after a month, I was like, no, I know. It's crazy. That's such a thing. Like the guy that doesn't actually make you his real girlfriend, you fantasize fake scenarios of what it would be like if you guys were boyfriend and girlfriend. None of those are real, okay? None of those are real in your head. But it's so true that, like, you will end up with who you're supposed to end up with. Mm-hmm. Like, the universe will do what it's fucking supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can't force any one person because, like...
I used to get on the phone with dudes, make them laugh at all their stupid jokes, be so calm. They could do anything. I wouldn't care. Literally called Dez every night having a full mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Like, people would say, this last summer was emotionally the worst they've ever seen me. That's when I found the love of my life.
Which is so funny. So hilarious.
Is it funny or sad? Is it?
What's the difference, really?
Also, people do not give us credit where credit is due, where this last episode of Summer House. Did you not see when I walked in when you guys were at the pool and I go, how y'all doing?
Wait, how y'all doing?
And you were like,
hey, I feel like the editors didn't realize that was a full TikTok moment.
Do you guys remember the TikTok when everyone's talking shit about her and then she's like, hey,
when Sierra said, what's up, you sleepy bitch? Like, I loved it. I was like, wow, that was so authentic and so like her.
There's been a lot of accusations that Giggly Squad is bad for you and I'm bad for you. Do you have anything to say for a public service announcement?
It's true. I've been trying to get out of this friendship since I got into it.
People want to know if you're okay. Am I holding you hostage?
Imagine. Could you imagine? You just 365 me and you kidnapped me and you're like, you're going to be my fucking friend and you're going to do this goddamn podcast with me.
Do this fucking podcast.
I think everyone's crazy. Like, oh God, everyone's just out of their minds. Like, I love you and I fucking love Giggly Squad and you can't tell me nothing. And that's it.
I just want to say that, granted, yes, I don't drink as well as Paige.
That's
but
true.
I do have to say, your most epic hot tub scenes, who are you with?
I was like, I don't know what you're saying because there's seven of you.
Someone wrote to me, they were like, it's so clear that Paige is so much more fun when you're not around. She was so funny in the hot tub. And I was like, with me.
I was the one talking to her.
Who do you think was setting her up? Who was giving her the alley-oop and then she was dunking? Who do you think? Do you have any front page news?
I do. Okay, let's do some front page news.
Can we discuss, first off, J-Lo and A-Rod? Why are you making that face?
Because I just, like, can't stand him. Dude, did you see the Instagram story he put up of, like...
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they broke up, obviously. And on his Instagram story, he was, like, doing this, like, panoramic shot of all of, like, pictures of them and, like... this thing of like their names written next to each other with a Coldplay song in the background.
Coldplay?
Yeah. And it was just like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing for you. this is embarrassing. It's kind of like when you're in like eighth grade and you break up with your boyfriend, you put like all these quotes on like your AIM away message. That was the vibe I was getting. I was like, this is embarrassing.
Was he trying to be like, I'm sad that we're not together anymore, or kind of like, oh, this was a beautiful time that I'm just celebrating?
No, I think it was like, I'm sad that like I want to get her back, but it's like, well, dude,
don't have FaceTime meetings with fitness blondes,
right? And even though they like just announced it recently that they've been broken up, Page Six wrote an article that like they've definitely been broken up for a while, because he is buying the Minnesota
Twins
Timberwolves.
Oh.
And okay. With like some other guy. And originally J-Lo and A-Rod wanted to buy the Mets together.
Oh, wow.
And she wasn't involved in like the Timberwolves thing. But people were saying like, if you own a team, you have to go to every home game. And people were like, maybe she doesn't want to fucking go to Minnesota. And I was like, I know that's right.
It's not been the first time someone didn't want it. Okay. I don't want to say that I called it, but I didn't call it. I actually like saw it through, you know, the gossipy things. But people were just like, look, they've been broken up. They didn't like how it dropped, and it was all about Madison. Like, J-Lo was not about to have her breakup be all about Madison. So right. They were like, they're going to wait a month and then break up amicably. So that's exactly what happened, like, on the dot. And they were like, yeah, we're still friends. We love each other. It's not working out. But you remember J-Lo and her Insta stories, like, being all, like, single. It just celebrities, they're just like us.
No, they really are. Like, if there's people out there cheating on J-Lo and Beyonce, I'll just never get it through my head. I'll never get it through my head. But I feel like guys, I feel like famous, also like A-Rod was an athlete. I think that's a different type of fame in terms of getting girls. I also feel like, oh, I would love to date a Yankee, but why would I want to? And I'm about to say the most toxic thing ever. But like, I feel like being a professional athlete and being a Yankee, I think, is a very different type of like fame in terms of like sports.
Yeah, it's power.
And it's with such power.
It comes like taking advantage of things, and it can be really hard to date a professional athlete.
Yeah. And I feel like, because I feel like they walk into rooms and like they don't have to spit game at girls. Like, they don't have to do anything.
No.
There's going to be five girls everywhere they go that they already know, like, yeah, I got this one.
For me, I can fuck this one. It's, I like my alone time, but I don't love the idea that, like, more than half of the year he's gone on the road. And then also everything is about, like, his sports. Not that, like, no, yeah, I want all the attention, but it's like, I don't want, he fucking loses the game and then I have to fucking deal with his crying ass like every other day when they lose, like especially the Mets. Like if you're dating a Knick or a Met, it's like nonstop they're fucking crying and it's like, I don't know, yeah. Get better.
I feel like athlete wives have
a different type of like
not as great of a life as, or not as great of a life as you would think they would have.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they have probably have to deal with a lot of shit.
It's a double-edged sword. Yeah, you get, like, to be with this, like, I just, famous guys are the fucking worst sometimes.
Oh, did you know that Yeezy's Gap partnership is 10 years? I feel like that's excessive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they did a trademark filing for their collaboration, which is going to include clothing, footwear, headwear, accessories, and bags. And the logo is the Gap logo, but instead of GAP, it's YZY. It's kind of cool.
It's really cool. But yeah, 10 years is a lot.
10 years is a lot.
10 years, a lot.
A lot.
We just do that for the rest of the pod. 10 years, long time.
10 years is a lot.
I've never done anything for 10 years.
I couldn't tell you something. I've
never consistently committed to one thing for 10 years. Not even drinking water.
Hannah, no. No. Have I had a friend? Yeah. No, I have.
But, like,
I
not
have friends
consistently.
For longer
There's
than
been
10 years.
Some, like, quiet time.
No. There's, yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's scary. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's next?
This is so cute. Okay, so Aiden Shaw from Sex and the City, that's not his real name. John Corbett is his real name. Kept all the clothes from Sex and the City.
What?
And he said, everything he wore on the show, he got to keep. And he has, there's a pair of, Prada shoes that were $700 that he still wears.
That's adorable.
Crazy? And obviously Sarah Jessica Parker got to keep all of her stuff. but she doesn't wear any of it. She has it in like a storage unit.
Oh, wow.
And she'll like go, she like kept it as like to go and like look at it. But if I was her daughter, I'd be like, yep, unlock this, yep, immediately. I would, wow. One of my life goals is to become friends with Sarah Jessica Parker and see inside that storage unit.
I mean, that stuff is probably worth so much on top of the fact that it's expensive designers.
That stuff just like excites me.
Also, people don't talk enough about Sarah Jessica Parker and her husband, Matthew.
Matthew Broderick is her husband.
They're adorable.
No, they're adorable. Have you ever seen them in New York?
Yes.
They are the quintessential New York City chic. Like the way you would think Carrie Bradshaw would look on the street in New York in 2021 is exactly what she looks like. Like her hair is usually like slicked back or it's like messy down. She's usually like in all black sunglasses like walking. And she's best friends with Andy Cohen. That must be a really fun friendship. He was on Sex and the City once.
Oh, he's been on everything.
He played a shoe salesman.
Crazy? Wait, Paige, are you big or Aiden? Wait, let me guess, then you guess mine.
Wait. But yeah, okay, I have mine.
You're big.
Yeah, for sure.
Who am I?
Aiden.
Yeah.
You wanna
this is why we're best friends.
Yeah, like you wanna go to his country home. And like make pies. And I want Big to like cheat on me and then pull up in a fucking limo and be like, get in, baby.
Oh my God, you nailed
it. And that's
it.
Who we are as humans.
Oh my gosh, do we have any more stories?
Nah, nothing worthwhile.
Okay, well, I need to wrap up with my favorite part of Giggly Squad. It's my segment called Dope Ass Documentaries. Do you love?
She literally just made that up, but it's a great name. That's actually a great name.
Dope Ass Documentaries. Okay, first one.
What are you watching?
It's about WeWork on Hulu. Do you know anything about WeWork?
Yeah.
So, like, I worked in a WeWork. Betches was in a WeWork for a while. It's about how WeWork got this, like, crazy evaluation of, like, billions of dollars. And then it tanked, and it turns out the people involved in it, like the head guy, was kind of this like cult leader-esque, crazy, like smoke and mirrors salesman. And it's fucking good.
Wow. And that's on Hulu?
Hulu.
Is it one part or is it
it's
multiple episodes?
It's one movie.
One documentary. Got it. Okay.
I highly recommend it. And you kind of just see how this guy like came to New York, wanted his first business was like knee protection for kids who crawl, when like clearly kids have been crawling for a bazillion years and been fine with their kneecaps, but he was like trying to make a business out of it, and then he got WeWork and it was a lot of shady stuff. And his wife is a cousin of Gwyneth Paltrow, and she comes from that like high society, like meditative energy type thing, and it shows how she affected it. Very interesting. Next, Tina Turner documentary. I don't remember what it's on. I think it's Hulu.
Did you love it?
Do you know anything about Tina Turner?
I know that she was in like an abuse. Was she in an abusive relationship?
Yeah. So she was with this guy Ike
Turner.
Who,
yeah.
It turns out was physically, sexually, mentally abusive when she was very famous. Literally had to escape from a hotel room to get away, got a divorce, and then in her 50s had a huge reemergence of her career and like incredible. Yeah, like her most famous songs were in her 50s after she escaped from Ike.
Also, who the fuck is naming their son Ike? Okay, nice.
And she found this guy who she's been with for like 30 years and he's the cutest ever. Next, we have Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I've been seeing people post about it. I want to watch it. Was it good?
I just started it.
Okay.
I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, which makes me a little worried, but it's like her explaining. It's a lot of people talking about like Demi Lovato, and then she's in it. You know what? I didn't watch it.
Okay.
But I just want to let people know it's out there. Okay, next we have and that's Dope Ass Documentaries.
That's
next
amazing.
I believe this is Netflix, but I'm not sure. the Bee Gees documentary. Are you familiar with the Bee Gees?
Not
like
really.
Saturday Night Fever.
Okay. I know the song, but
I More Than a Woman might have to be my wedding song. More Than a Woman. So their shit was wild because basically they got really famous as this disco band. And then people started, you know, when things get too popular, then people hate them. Kind of like me on Summer House. So so yeah, when it becomes like a mass thing where everyone likes something, then people need to hate it. So people started to hate disco. Like they would like have like riots about like fuck disco, like end disco.
Oh my god, calm down, everyone.
The Bee Gees like had to end their career because people started hating disco, but then they've written like every amazing song, you know. Okay, last one.
Seaspiracy.
Seaspiracy.
I want to watch it. I'm watching
you
that tomorrow night.
You will not eat fish ever again. Just warning you.
That's what someone said.
The main takeaway from it is that the whole like, straws and plastic bottles are ruining the ocean. Turns out that's like 5% of the pollution in the ocean. And 50% is from commercial fishermen and all the shit they do. But the commercial fishing industry is like so powerful. And things aren't as they seem with the oceans. But basically how we're all going to die if the oceans can't get their shit together because we need the ocean. But the ocean can get its shit together real quick if we make some changes.
Sick. Okay. And that was dope-ass documentaries.
That was dope-ass documentaries, you guys. We love you so fucking much.
Thank you so much for giggling with us.
Thank you for giggling with us. Leave a review. Check out our merch. Keep watching Summer House. Listen to Burning in Hell. What else?
That's it. I gotta go to brunch.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
wash
babe.
My face.
Tell them all that you were doing serious journalism and that's why you were late.
Adios, guys.
Bye.